Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. I have a great guest with me this morning, something we've been doing for almost 20 years now. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name, of course, is Bev Conover. She's the editor, the publisher, and an award-winning journalist and former newspaper editor. And she's the editor of IntrepidReport.com. And Bev's been doing this and started it online in 1998. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Maria.
You know, one of the things I was sitting and thinking about before the show was 1998. You're the only person I can really recall that's actually been online longer than I have doing, you know, my show. What were you thinking in 1998 when you started this?
There weren't too many of us at that time. Of course, you had Robert Perry, Consortium News, I think Common Dreams. Alternet's been around a long time, too. I'm trying to think. I mean, in those days, you know.
Right. I know Citizens for Legit Gov's been out there a long time, but not as long as you. Well, but, you know, I found you almost instantly once I started doing my show. And I was thinking this morning, you know, what possessed you to start that in 1998? I mean, it was a relatively different world then. It wasn't the imperative we have today.
Well, actually, it was the late Jane Prettyman who encouraged me. She was running a website at that time called The Real News.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember it.
No, I don't.
No, she was the one when we were talking about it, and I said, well, I don't know, should I do this? Oh, yeah, do it. So I did.
Well, back in those days, you were online journal.
Yeah. Yes, I was on online journal. I switched in 2011 to Intrepid Report.
Well, from
change the name.
Well, from 1998 to 2017, you should get an Academy Award of some sort. when you look at when we started, I mean, for me, it was 2000 online, and you look at now. You know, back in those days, Bev, I honestly thought the biggest show, the biggest news I'd ever cover was the stolen election of 2000.
I didn't quite get that.
I used to think that the biggest story I would cover would be the stolen election of 2000. But look at what we've dealt with since then.
Oh, God. Oh, what angered me back in 98 was going after Clinton for sex when they should have been going after him for some of the damn laws he signed.
Right. Well, now you
criminal bills, then work for welfare nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, it's just been downhill, downhill, downhill. Now we've got Trump.
Right. Well, you talk about crazy illegal bills, and I mean, he's a dictator. You know, he's looking to set up a dictatorship. I don't know how people can see it. I just saw this.
I don't know about that. I did get Michael Wolff's book. I downloaded it onto my Kindle. I'm about three chapters into it.
Uh-huh.
All right. A lot of the stuff we knew. Unfortunately, some of Wolff's sentence constructions are bit awkward, so you got to work your way through them.
Mm-hmm.
But from what he is claiming from people he talked to, Bannon, and I guess Bannon was the only one who kept saying that Trump would win, but Conway and all the others, that they thought that Trump was going to lose. Trump himself wanted to lose. Now he's gone the other way. The man knows nothing. You know, I wrote an article there a couple months ago that you can't fix stupid.
Right.
It's not that he's just ignorant. The man is actually stupid. He knows nothing. You know, this morning he tweeted out, he is now calling, and I don't lose much love for Dianne Feinstein.
Right.
He's now calling her sneaky Dianne Feinstein, and the release of testimony yesterday was illegal. It was not illegal. I have downloaded the thing. I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. But, I mean, it just shows you what we're dealing with.
Well, yeah, anybody
that... I don't know where to begin with this guy.
I know. Well, you know, I had a story this morning that ICE agents hit a couple of hundred 7-Elevens this morning. I mean, he's sending people after Motel 6, 7-Elevens, to try to flush out what he considers illegal immigrants. How crazy is this?
You know, it is so disgusting. He wants to send 200,000, more than 200,000 Salvadorans back to Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people have been here for nearly 20 years. Their kids were born here. What can I say? Was it last week when he sent the parents back, was it to Mexico, leaving their three children, the youngest of which was 16, behind? I mean, what is this? This is monstrous.
But yet he claims to be a Christian. They're holding prayer meetings in the White House, and nobody seems to be having a problem with that.
I don't know. It's the same thing with the DACA thing. Did you see that, I don't know what to call it yesterday, when he had the Republicans and a few Democrats into the cabinet room?
Right.
That talk about immigration? Did you see that thing?
Yes, I did.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He did not know what a clean bill meant.
Well, Mitch McConnell has said that Trump will sign anything you put in front of him.
Well, Trump said he would sign anything. Then he wants to go back to earmarks. He doesn't even know what the hell earmarks are. Let's have more pork, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. And I know people who are not stupid people. They've got educations. They've got successful careers. And they're all for Trump. All because they think he's going to keep us out of war when all he is doing is itching to start one.
Well, yeah, he's actually thinking of, I don't know what they're calling it, a bloody nose for North Korea.
Yeah, can you imagine that? And North Korea lets all those missiles go that's pointed at South Korea, and we kill how many people? As I said, the man has no concept of consequences. None.
No, and whoever... Go ahead.
He used a cute tax trick. He sold his son, Eric, three apartments in another Trump building that overlooks Central Park in New York for $350,000.
Wow.
Now, most of the apartments in that building go for better than $1 million or more.
Mm-hmm.
And now Eric Trump, the dumb one, is going to convert them into a penthouse, which he probably will sell for $10 million. But Daddy gets away with paying no taxes on what he pulled.
Well, that's a whole
nother...
Daddy
even went and paid the transfer fees, which is not a normal thing to do.
Right. Right. Well, this tax bill, which he said he was going to suffer under, I've read that it could yield benefit by about $15 million every year.
I don't believe the man is a millionaire. I think he's an absolute phony. And that's my opinion.
Well, What other reason? What other reason would he have for not releasing his tax returns?
Money laundering.
Well, now he's pissed off because they're going to prove money laundering. You know, what Feinstein just released, I had already seen in two Dutch documentaries on Trump almost a year ago. And I told everybody to watch them. They're free. They're on YouTube. They talked about Felix Sater and all the rest of his involvement with money and money laundering and loans from Russia.
Well, you know, to me, as far as Russia messing with our elections, I keep an open mind on that. I have a lot of problems with that aspect because Putin is not a stupid man. And what the hell would he want Trump in the White House for? I think the whole thing is going to boil down to money laundering.
Well, either way, whatever gets him out. But if you remember, during the campaign, there was Trump on TV asking Russia to help him out, asking Russia, asking WikiLeaks to expose Hillary's emails.
I know all that, but, you know, I take that with a grain of salt. He shoots off his mouth. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
I know.
Deutsche Bank, he has forgiven them the fines they're supposed to pay for their dirty dealings.
Right.
He screwed them one time for $350 million that he didn't repay. Then they came to some sort of a private agreement, and they were back to lending him money again. Surely you remember what was it in the 80s? The early 90s, where he was basically bankrupt, and they had to put him on a budget.
Right. Well, and no one here in the States would give him a loan after four or five bankruptcies. But if you remember, during the campaign, I forget which one of his lackeys pretty much poo-pooed Obama's sanctions against Russia and said, if Trump gets in, we'll take care of it. Now, here he was supposed to enforce new sanctions October 1st, and that has not been done.
First of all, I don't go for sanctions, because sanctions only hurt little people. They don't hurt the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
It just squeezes the little guy to no end.
Right, but he has no problem putting sanctions on Iran or North Korea. He's not worried about the little guys there.
I know.
You know, and I agree with you.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about my point of view,
right?
And I'm not alone in thinking that sanctions are a horrible thing.
Well, some people say sanctions are an act of war.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. But I think what he's doing there with Russia was not so much for the benefit of Putin. I mean, who is Putin hurting? He's not hurting anybody. Putin didn't go send his troops into Crimea, the people voted to rejoin Russia, which they had been part of for a couple hundred years.
Right. Yeah, but remember,
we're the ones who got the missiles all surrounding Russia.
Right. So here you have, you know, that pivot to China, you know, encircling Russia that's been going on since Clinton. And, you know, people might have thought, oh, Trump won't start a war, because that's what most of his fans say. He'll keep us out of war. Meanwhile, he's accelerated every war. We've got a war going on in Yemen.
We have nuclear weapons. Why can't we use them?
I know. That's a scare. What about his button comment last week?
Oh.
I mean, Dev, you've been alive as long as I have. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No.
I mean, even no. W looks smart next to this guy, and he was an idiot.
Oh, we haven't... I guess we've been basically from the get-go, this country is not what people thought it was. It was all for the benefit of the big guys, the wealthy ones of their time.
Right.
And look at the genocide we committed.
Right.
And then we point fingers at others? No, I don't think so.
Well, you know, everybody believed the myth of America. Listen, when I was a kid, I believed all the bullshit, too. I thought we were the greatest country on earth, and everybody loved us. And then you learn. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, what can I say?
Well,
I mean, I've been here all my life that, you know, Russia, 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 horrible Russia, Russia, Russia. We would not have won World War II if it hadn't been for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But they never taught that in school. That was never mentioned.
Well, there'll be even less taught in school now, as they want to slip in, you know, biblical stories in school.
And oh, God.
I mean, how crazy is that?
That Bessie DeVos wants to do away with public schools.
Wow.
I mean, look at the people he has surrounded himself with. They were going to be the best people. None of them know what the hell they're doing.
Right. Exactly. Well, look
well,
how many...
they do know what they're doing because they want to destroy everything.
Well, they look like they're doing a good job. You know, there you are in sunny Florida. And after he decided to open all our offshores to leasing for oil and gas, today he seemed to have made a deal with your governor, Rick Scott, that they won't drill off Florida. Well, what about the rest of the country?
I'm hoping the other governors can get it stopped. It's insanity. It's just like his thing with coal. It kind of reminds me, you know, he surrounded himself with a lot of people who are all fans of Ayn Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And would always, I got a kick out of it because I've read all her books, her horrible books. The Atlas Shrugged, she wrote, she sent it on railroading at a time when the railroads were dying. And here we got Trump pushing for coal when coal is on the way out.
Right. Well, they just closed.
Keep laughing.
They just closed a coal mine in Pennsylvania this week, and the Energy Department just lost on subsidizing coal and gas. So he's not doing too well in, you know, in his archaic promises. As a matter of fact, I had a story this morning that he's told over 2,000 lies so far this year.
But you know, as the corporate media all concentrate on Russia, 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 it's the other stuff, the damage that is being done that is not getting reported.
Well, that's why I report it. You know, especially these judges he's putting in, rushing through.
Oh, my God.
To me, that's the most frightening thing.
And now he renominated a bunch of candidates for posts that have absolutely no experience, who either were not given their confirmation hearings or were turned down or were forced to withdraw. And he's went and renominated them all. One wit last night, I forget where I read that now, said, well, he's to the point where nobody wants to work for him, so now he's got to scrape the barrel.
Well, he was going to drain the swamp.
Yeah. He's drained it okay.
He's drained it all straight to the top. I mean, we have a Goldman Sachs administration right in our face now. And look, what scares me the most is the whole world is watching, Bev. And I think that if I was in the rest of the world, I mean, I feel like we're sitting ducks here in America right now. This guy's so nuts. I mean, they may just decide to take us all out just to get rid of him.
Oh, I don't know if they're going to, you know, do anything that way. But the one thing may be good is the end of this nonsense that we got to rule the world.
Mm-hmm. Right. But at the same time, we can't turn on all our allies either. And I don't think Trump knows the difference between an ally and an enemy. You know what I mean? I mean, he's pretty much pissed off the whole world. He's made us non-existent at the UN. And then he's got that crazy woman, Nikki Haley, or Nimrita.
Oh.
I mean, where does he find these people?
Well, they're the only ones who are attracted to him. And what can I say?
Hey, Bev, as an award...
He has no loyalty to anybody. Except himself.
I know. You could see it. I'm sure eventually he'll turn on his own kids if they get prosecuted.
Not that I wish it on anybody, but I do think the man is suffering from a form of dementia.
Well,
I mean, his father died of dementia.
Right. Or he could be faking it, figuring that's a good way to get out of office. I mean, he is a TV star. He keeps bragging about that, right?
Yeah, right.
Now, I have to ask you this because you're an award-winning journalist. What do you think about Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Oh, God.
I mean, I can barely watch her. I don't know how she can do it.
I don't know how a woman sleeps at night. Apparently, she's a sociopathic type. I mean, the way she'll go out there every day and the lies that she will tell, I mean, it's just...
The way she defends the insanity and the way she attacks, I forget her name, that one black reporter, female black reporter, you know, and none of them, by the way, invited to the White House for Christmas. And yet people are still saying we don't have a racist in office. All these deportations are against non-whites. But meanwhile, he's got all these Russian women coming into his Trump palace and having their anchor babies here.
I don't know. It's just total insanity.
Don't you ever wish you could be in Sarah Huckabee Sanders' position just for an hour?
Oh no! Oh no! they do away with me quickly.
You'd be fired quicker than Sean Spicer. By the way, Sean, did you see what Sean Spicer had to say about Oprah? And first of all, I think it's ridiculous that they would even consider or rumor that Oprah would be president. But Sean Spicer actually said no one would elect her because she's just a TV star and she has no experience.
Right.
And that came out of Sean Spicer's mouth.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one. Personally, I think it would be a mistake for Oprah to run. She'd probably do a hell of a better job than what we've got. Jeez, the woman has some compassion. But,
yeah, but Bev, we need somebody that knows the job, okay? We need somebody that knows and is willing to defend the Constitution.
First, you have to know what's in it to defend it.
Well, you know, when they were trying to explain it to Trump, by the time they got to the Fourth Amendment, according to Wolf's book,
his lips and his eyes were rolling back when they got, what was the guy's name that were, oh Lord, I can't think of it. This is what he told Wolf.
Right.
When he got to the Fourth Amendment, that's when Trump was taking his fingers and pulling his lips down and his eyes were rolling back.
Right. Stephen Colbert did a great imitation of that on his show last night.
Yes, I know.
I would think that it's got to be really hard for our comedians to make any of this stuff funny, because it really isn't funny if you think about it.
No, but if we don't keep laughing, we'll go absolutely crazy.
No, I say that all the time. Did you happen to notice that this morning Daryl Issa decided to say he's retiring after his...
Thank goodness, goodbye.
What do you think about all these Republicans that are all of a sudden retiring, like Orrin Hatch and the rest?
I think they know what's coming. Not that the Democrats are going to be much better. What we need is a whole new system. That's what we need.
Right.
We need a social democracy where we have fairness and justice and equality, not just a handful of people sucking up all the wealth. And what are they going to do with it? And when we have no money, who's going to buy all the crap they want to sell us?
No, maybe they don't care.
None of them can think. They cannot think.
Well, when you look at the way they're okay with polluting the world, I mean, look at all the regulations Trump's already reversing for clean air, clean water.
Going through those, yes.
You know, and people are asking me, I mean, don't these people have to live on the same planet? Don't they worry about, you know, having clean air, clean water, clean food? And I said, no, they don't. To them, we're all useless feeders. If they can get rid of us and replace us with robots to do their bidding, they'd be okay. I'm sure you've seen all these underground buildings and lifestyles that all the rich have set up for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of them...
I remember going back years ago, mm-hmm. when I was the editor of the first newspaper, we were fighting what was called the Cox Island Dam, which is a federal project that affected New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and I think Delaware. Mm-hmm. We were trying to get that stopped. And I remember one of our county officials in New Jersey, they called them freeholders instead of commissioners.
Uh-huh.
And the one freeholder said to me, "Not to worry, we'll never see this in our lifetime." He was right, he died.
Right, he died. But what about everybody else? What about our children, grandchildren? What about future humans?
When Helen Miner, our former governor's wife, was in Congress, she and Peter Kostemeyer, because she was a Democrat, Peter Kostemeyer was a Republican, they got a bill in that turned that portion of the Delaware River into the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Mm-hmm. So that stopped the dam.
Right.
But I... no, what people have to get beyond is get over this Russia, Russia, Russia thing and look at the things that are really affecting them.
Right.
They want to steal their Social Security. They want to steal their Medicare. They want to steal their Medicaid. You name it. I mean...
Well, look, they killed
of course,
the...
There's no climate change.
Right.
Our brilliant president, when the cold snap hit, you know, there you go. Why can't we have some of that beautiful climate change?
He's such an
idiot. The guy doesn't know the difference between weather and climate.
Well, you know, he really didn't have much to say about those horrific fires in California. I haven't seen him tweet this morning about the 15 people that were killed in the mudslides.
Pictures from California?
Yes, it's a nightmare.
And yeah, they even got Oprah's house is surrounded by mud.
Right. So, I mean, but he has nothing to say when danger like that or freak occurrences or man-made occurrences happen in a state that didn't vote for him. I haven't seen him basically say one word about California as they're going through all this hell.
Well, he hates California because they voted against him. See?
Well, listen, you know my feeling on that. You're an East Coast girl. You know, when I lived in New York, people used to say, "Oh, you New Yorkers, when you look out the window, all you see is California." And I never saw that as an insult. And when you look at the madness going on in the South, you know, everything from people defending pedophiles, a rapist, a Roy Moore type man, it's like, if it's not East Coast or West Coast, where's the progression? There's no progress there. They're still fighting the Civil War with their flags and tiki torches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, what'd you think about
every
that?
Every time I used to drive down I-95, and you would pass the signs on the highway, Manassas and Petersburg and all that, and I always think about the Civil War, and I would wonder how many people realize, you know, what these places were involved in. Probably not. I mean, history was irrelevant, right?
Right. Well, they're wiping out as much history as they can. In a lot of schools now, they don't even teach the truth or the history of the slaughter of the Native Americans here.
Oh, well, you know, as I said, they have dumbed us down.
Mm-hmm.
The media, such as it was, the media was never, what can I say?
Right.
I mean, but you had enough newspapers at the time that if you read them all in your area, you got an overall picture of what was going on. You could, food for thought, okay?
Right. Not anymore.
But you don't have that anymore.
No. I mean, listen, even if you watch television news, and I have to tell you, I rarely do. I mean, only when I'm at the gym because I don't buy TV. It's the same story. I mean, every show, you can tune in at 12, 1, 2, 3, doesn't matter. They're all talking about the same story like nothing else is happening in the world. And it's always some kind of Trump
crap. And Rachel Maddow goes on about Russia, 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 Russia. Yes, she's come up with some good stuff. Now, there's a highly intelligent woman, but I guess she likes her $7 million a year that she gets paid.
Right.
Lawrence O'Donnell, at times, can do a fairly decent job. I mean, he was one of the first ones we're talking about Trump's mental state.
Well, Keith Olbermann too, and he quit. You know, and I got to tell you, Bev, I've noticed a lot of people, even in alternative news, who had quit. They just can't take it anymore. Do you know what I mean? You get to that point where you say, I just can't take it anymore.
Maria, this has gone on for a long time.
I know.
A long time.
But now it's hitting us like 100 miles an hour. I don't know about you. I don't think I've aged that much in the past 2 years where I feel like I can't keep up. But there's so much, it's almost impossible to keep up.
I know. At times you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day.
Bagjikian, who wrote the book about the consolidation of the media, was even worse now. I mean, what the hell is Jeff Bezos doing with the Washington Post? Huh?
I don't know, but I know last year his wealth increased $33 billion.
Sure, because he got a big fat contract from the government to run the CIA's cloud. But you know that. How far was that publicized?
Right. Well, you know, you look at
are such a mess.
I know we are. Anyway, Bev, we're going to take a short break. Stay with us, Bev, and I'll be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Maria's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm speaking with the one and only Bev Conover of IntrepidReport.com. There's a live link here. You can sign up for her newsletter where you'll get a blurb every day. She's got some of the best writers and journalists on the planet on her site. Everybody from Robert Reich to Wayne Madsen to you name it, and herself as well. Bev, we talk about, you know, the mess that we're in. Do you see any way out? Do you think Americans have the fighting spirit to take their country back and start over? I mean, I think we need to start over.
I don't know if we've quite yet reached the point. I keep hoping. I don't know how much more people have to be hurt before they... You know, one of the things I tried there for a couple years was to get people to go on a national strike, and they kept saying, oh, we can't do that.
Right.
You know, we need the money. We got mortgages. We got car payments. And I would say to them, yeah, well, you know, you're going to suffer a lot worse if you don't do it.
Right. Hey, I've been saying that for years. I remember when you and I, we tried to start a whole movement. I don't know if you remember, Bev. Where we were saying starve corporations and feed a democracy.
Right. That's the only thing they understand is money.
Well, that's the only vote we have that counts.
Money away from them. You know, it's just like the laws they're trying to pass, and they've done it in some countries, and they're trying to do it here against the boycott and divest against Israel.
Right.
Well, Israel doesn't want that because it's going to cost them money.
Well, now Israel made their own list of, I think it was 20 groups, including Code Pink, that are no longer allowed in their country and they're boycotting.
Yeah.
You know, and when you talk about Russia, listen, there's a lot there with Russia that will come out, okay? I'm not saying it's going to be 100% what people are saying, but he's tied to Russia in so many illegal ways. How about the fact that he's totally controlled by Israel? Is Russia as a smokescreen so they can avoid talking about how Israel is pulling the strings of this White House?
I don't know. I mean, even if Russia did mess with our elections, what about all the elections we have messed with?
Right, and I'm sure we have a big part in what's happening on the ground in Iran. No one can tell me different. And Trump's worried about human rights in Iran when he's not worried about human rights here in the United States?
And his attorney general wants more people put in prisons. He's reinstituted the private prisons for federal convicts. And yesterday he comes out with he wants more death penalty.
Yeah, how about we start with them? I'd be happy to flip that switch.
We have more people locked up than the rest of the world has locked up.
And yet crime is at its lowest. Throughout the country, crime is the lowest it's been in decades, and we're still moving into a militarized police state. Why?
Yes. Well, John Whitehead keeps ranting about that, about what's happening to people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, encounters with cops can be lethal today.
Especially if you're not white.
That.
Right. Especially if you're not white. I mean, there's never a day that I don't post at least two stories of police abuse.
Well, down here, they just had on the new news south of me where cops pulled this black guy out of the car, had him on the ground, two cops got him down, and the one cop went and punched him. I mean... I don't know.
Well, don't forget, a lot of our police are trained in Israel. So the way the Israeli police treat the Palestinians like animals is the way they're taught to treat us. And don't forget how Trump gave in his speech how they shouldn't be so gentle with us when we're getting arrested.
Right. And Trump has given them more military equipment to use on us.
Right.
I mean...
Look what we had to go through to get Obama to reverse that. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it wasn't like Obama wanted to do that, to stop giving them, you know, the military equipment. It was a lot of effort on our part to get him to reverse that. And then Trump comes in and just puts it right back on the table.
Yeah.
So why do you think he's busy?
We're being spied on every way you can think of them, all the damn cameras every place. And encouraging the homeowners to put up more cameras to protect their homes, which the cops then use.
Right.
I keep avoiding a smartphone, because if you keep the damn thing turned on, you could be tracked wherever you go.
Even if it's off, unless you pull the battery out, which now I understand they've made it where you cannot do that, it's still on. Okay, it's never off. The FBI can turn on your microphone and listen to your conversation, whatever they want to do. But, you know, when I tell my friends who have those phones about it, they laugh at me like I'm crazy because I don't have one.
I keep telling them. You know, then they had the televisions with the spy equipment in it, which allegedly you can turn off.
Right.
Then they go out and they buy, what is it, Alexa and Echo.
Right. Paying for their own surveillance 24 hours a day.
Right, and then you go to the airport. You got 9 airports now who are taking pictures of you for facial recognition. That's why I won't put my picture on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them doing that to me. It'd probably get me some other ways, but...
Why make it easy? That's what people say. What, are you the only person in the world that doesn't have a cell phone? And when I tell them why, I say, why would I make it easy for them? If they're going to kill me, at least I want to make it a little harder for them.
I have a cute little flip phone. It's not a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
And I keep it turned off.
Oh, good for you.
I only turn it on when I want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know, years ago I had Bob Chapman on the show before he died. And I don't believe he died legitimately the way they said, but that's a story for another day. But he was the guy that used to put out International Forecaster. And I had Bob on my show, God, for at least 10 years. And I remember asking him at least 10 years ago, Bev, when everything was really crazy, I said, what's it going to take for Americans to take a stand? At that point, I think the real unemployment was like 23%. And he said, Americans haven't lost enough yet. And I thought, how much more can they lose?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
I mean, now you lose Meals on Wheels, no health insurance for your kids. You're going to lose Medicare. You're going to lose Medicaid. People losing their jobs. You know, all this tax break, and the companies that got the tax breaks are only buying back their own stocks and laying people off. How much more do people have to lose?
I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I did.
But I think that everybody's so drugged out through, you know, the filth in our air, the filth in our water, the filthy food, if, you know, food products. What the hell is that? It's either food or it's not. I think Americans have gotten too fat, sick, lazy, tired, drugged out, pharmaceutical drugs. I think that all of this was deliberate so that we don't fight back. We don't pay attention. By the time people come home, they're too exhausted to even figure out what's going on in the world.
Absolutely. But then at times they'll turn around and they'll surprise you, you know?
Well, I'm waiting for that surprise. So I don't know. I've been telling people,
well,
man, if I was 10 years older and a man, forget about it. I'd be leading the charge.
Alabama didn't get much with Doug Jones. But surely, he was preferable to what's-his-face.
Right. And look how many people were defending the pedophile. And, you know, one of the women, I'm sure you saw the woman that, one of the women that accused him, had her house burnt down this week.
Yeah.
You know.
But the people came and they raised $150,000 to help her.
Which is great. Well, look at that gal when Trump was, he might as well just live at Mar-a-Lago. But that gal that was riding past.
I feel so sorry for the people down in Palm Beach.
Man, I tell you.
Every time he is down there, everything is disrupted. One of the guys who runs a private airport down there, he's just losing money hand over fist every time Trump comes down. Because the people who own the planes can't fly them.
Right. And most of the people there don't want him there. And that woman that bicycled past his limo. First of all, my thought was, where was the Secret Service? Okay. How was she able to ride her bicycle alongside his limo? But she gave him the finger, and then when she got identified, she lost her job. And then she, I don't know, she had something like 64,000 job offers after that. So, you know, listen, the majority of Americans didn't vote for this guy. Not that our vote matters or is ever counted. And that's another shocking part for me, Bev. How many intelligent people you and I both know have interviewed and talked to through the years about stolen elections, and how many of them were on Trump's side and touting Trump. And I was like, what? Don't you understand? Didn't you cover the stolen elections that our vote doesn't count? So I was kind of disappointed in some people to see that they got totally sucked into the Trump versus Hillary thing.
Well, I don't know.
And now they're reopening again the case against Hillary and her emails when everybody in this administration has basically done the same thing, and yet nobody's making an investigation about that?
Well, when you talk about the biggest sexual predator that's in the White House, who's talking about that?
Exactly. Well, now one woman, I'm trying to think what her name was, Spire, I think it is. I don't know how to pronounce it, S-P-I-E-R. She's in Congress. She posited today that all the women should wear black to the State of the Union address.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. But, you know, Sarah Huckabee says, well, everybody knew who he was before they voted for him. Like that excuses it.
I don't think people, how can I put it, in what is nastily called flyover country, actually knew that much about Trump. You know, your red state that allegedly voted for him gave him enough of the electoral vote.
Right, right. Well, you know, when people ask me...
People in New York know about Trump.
Exactly, and that's what I tell people. I'm only a couple of years younger than Trump. I grew up in New York at the same time Trump was doing all his wickedness in New York. Every New Yorker knew he was a liar, a cheat, a con man, and a scumbag, basically.
Right.
And yet he coaxed all these people into believing he was their savior. I mean, there are people that are actually saying he was chosen by God, like Michelle Bachmann.
She wants to run for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, she needs to run, like, out of the country. It's more like it. But, you know, there was an expression, I don't know if you remember, from the 60s. It was called Eat the Rich. And I think that, and I'm reading reports about the rich, some of them are getting pretty scared because they know it's coming. They just don't know when. Okay. Some rich people are buying a lot of property in New Zealand, and they're asking to make sure they're independent, that they can have water, they have power, that they can grow their own food. The day I see a rich person grow their own food or even know how to plant a seed.
Well, you can just see Trump out there digging in the soil, right?
Right, right. Where will he crap and where will he tweet from if he doesn't have a golden toilet underneath him?
Oh, God. Now he wants, and a lot of the states are pulling it too, that the welfare recipients have to have jobs.
Right.
They live in areas where there's no public transportation. They can't afford a car. And if it's a woman with a child, she can't afford child care. Right. But we lock her up then, right?
Right, put her in those private prisons.
You know, Clinton started this crap.
Right.
How are they supposed to get jobs?
They're not. This is a war on the poor. And the truth of the matter is, I know a lot of people that are getting food stamps or access, you know, which is Arizona's version of Medicare, but that work, okay? They're working poor.
Right, they probably work for Walmart.
Right.
It costs us how many billions of dollars a year.
Right, but to me, if you got to work for your welfare, then Trump should have to work for his welfare. Because what does he work? 3 hours a day with his executive time to watch TV and eat cheeseburgers?
Right.
Everybody in Congress, they're welfare recipients. All these corporations have just got this huge tax gift. They're all welfare. That's all our money being cut from social services on our backs to pay for these useless pigs that don't even work a day in their lives.
And your Congress spends 2/3 of the time raising money.
Right, that's all they do.
They've got a call center, if you want to call it that, in the Capitol.
Well, you know, a couple, maybe a month ago, I had tripped across the story of the White House congressional pharmacist. And he had written and he said, if people in this country knew how many members of Congress are on serious drugs, how many of them are on drugs for Alzheimer's, and they're the ones making our laws, they would be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you look at Trump, I mean, every day, you know, he could say something now, and an hour from now, he flips. You know, that's not a stable genius, okay? I never heard that expression.
I love that. Oh, and that was the remark he made when he was talking to the Farm Bureau gang about, he gave them the privilege of voting for him.
Right. What kind of crazy person says that?
Lordy.
Listen, I don't claim to be the master of the English language, but I have never heard the word stable genius put together ever in my life. Let alone how it really bothers me, his improper use of the comma in all his rants and crazy tweets.
Well, he mixed up, consensual with conceptual.
Right. I know.
And then we had, Covfefe?
Covfefe. Covfefe. Again, listen, we have to laugh.
But every morning I have to look at what he has tweeted.
That's how
it's insane.
I know. It's like a feeling of dread. I got up this morning and I said, who knows what bullshit I'm going to read in the news today. And listen, you know, Obama was no saint. But by comparison, we had 8 years of a scandal-free family, at least, in the White House, even though they tried to attack them so many times.
Scandal-free if you don't count the wars.
Well, the wars, and listen, they're all going to continue the project for New American Century. Yeah, they're all going to do what their masters behind the scene tell them to do. Look at Trump. We've got a hot war in Yemen. We got a hot war in Africa. To me, what happened in Niger? To me, that's worse than Benghazi, and that story just went away. So it's like this guy's really like the Teflon Don.
Sure, somewhere around 1,000 or so bases around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How many bases does Russia have around the world, or China? Hmm?
Probably none compared to us. We're everywhere.
Right, and it's costing us a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
If you just took that money, it's like his damn wall. This so reminds me of the lunatics running Israel with their damn walls.
Right.
$18 billion. You know what that could buy?
Yeah, it could
$18 billion.
A lot. It would certainly, that chip program for kids would only be maybe a couple hundred million. But no money for insuring our children from the same Christians that want to make sure you have no options but to give birth.
No money for fixing our infrastructure. So what we'll do, we'll screw the people more. We'll put a few federal dollars into that and then involve private contractors. And then we can pay tolls every place we go. You know, we have a road down here. Was it 8 miles? It goes into Orlando. It could cost you at the height of the rush hour $40 to travel that piece of road.
That's insanity.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, how many of these toll roads are owned by foreign countries?
Exactly.
So those...
Well, the whole Indiana Turnpike is owned... Was it Spain?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Spain was the one that bought that. And
but
that...
see, this is the stuff that people don't know. The locals may know it because they got to suffer with it.
Right.
But this is the stuff that's not getting reported.
Right.
Doing away with the clean water and clean air, clean soil. You know, that's all out. That's where regulations have to go.
Right. Well, they're deregulating the banks again, so you know we're going to have, I believe, we'll have a much bigger crash than in 2008, especially with the stock market as inflated as it is.
I don't know if you've had Ellen Brown on, have you?
I've had her on, but not recently.
Well, Ellen Brown is about the state-owned bank. The only state-owned bank right now is in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, when the state's borrowing from itself, it doesn't pay itself interest. When it puts out money for decent projects, the interest is very low. They are handling the student loans. I mean, there's another disgrace.
Right.
Not South Dakota, I mean, North Dakota, but I'm talking about overall
right.
what they're doing to these students with their student loans. And now he's backed up that so they get hit more.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota is financing student loans through the state-owned bank.
Right.
This is what we need.
I agree.
We need a state-owned bank from the top down.
Well, you know, when I had her on my show, I forget the name of her book offhand, but I still have a couple of interviews with her in the archives. It was about the same time Catherine Austin Fitz was on my show, which might have been, God, I don't know, 2004 maybe, where we went into where we wanted people to take their money out of the big banks and put it in a local bank or a federal credit union, a local credit union. I did it, okay? I never asked my audience to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And Ellen Brown, I mean, her book proves that that's the only system that would work. And plus, it keeps your money in your town. But everybody wants the convenience of those ATM machines everywhere so they can pay money to take their money out of the bank.
ATM machines.
I don't even know how to use one. I've never even used one, Beth.
I've never had one. My bank kept trying to give them to me. I said, no, I said, I don't want that.
Right.
I'm going to spend... First of all, I'm going to stand out there and pull out money and get hit over the head, right?
Right, no. Right. Let alone you're going to pay a fee to get your money out of the bank that's not giving you any interest anyway.
The good thing about Discover, and I have never used it, they have a thing now where in the grocery store where you can draw cash and not get penalized for it. You pay no interest in that on it.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you pay the bill when it comes in.
Well, I could do that with my debit card from my Federal Credit Union.
I don't even want a debit card. I want nothing to do with that. Have somebody cleaning out my bank account? I don't think so.
Well, I remember when I was...
Okay, I'm paranoid.
Hey, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not watching you. Remember that expression from the 60s?
Yep.
And that's the God honest truth. Bev, we're out of time, but we really need to do this more often. But I want to thank you for joining me. And I guess we've been doing this for about 18 years now, our little year-end.
Something like that.
Year-end wrap-up.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Always my pleasure, Bev. And for everybody listening, get over to intrepidreport.com. Clean, real journalism. I can honestly say I only swear for a few sites. Yours is one of them, Bev. So,
thank you very much.
My
I
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for all the hard work you've been doing all these years.
Well, what can I tell you?
That is a patriot. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye, doll.
Bye-bye.
Bev Conover. Check her out. One of the first people I've used for a resource. I still do 20 years later. Don't give up. There's still a lot of Americans out there still that are real patriots, not treasonous, traitorous bastards to everything and every other country. Anyway, there you have it. That's today's show. Tomorrow I'll be back with news of Planet of the Apes, so make sure you stay tuned. Let your friends know there's a great place for them to donate and subscribe where they won't feel all alone, because they're not. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Hi, Maria here, and I have a message due to the pressure of the times we're living in. I'm calling on all students and millennials to get the education they need to fight the fascism taking over our world. I've made a special subscription offer for students and for seniors on a limited budget. For just $9.99 a month, you can subscribe and get that education. Over 500 hours of real education that's necessary to understand the world, the problems, and the solutions. Remember, knowledge is power. Together, you can change the world, but to do so, you must be informed of what's really going on and have real facts to support you in your endeavors. It's time for all the grandmothers to take a stand and teach the younger generation what their life could be and how to get there. Help me help you. One person cannot do it alone, and the guidance you seek is right here at www.maria.net, M-E-R-I-A.net. Your generation is the generation we've been waiting for, so let me help you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.